We're back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson here. City Commission meeting tonight in City Hall, 7 o'clock. If you'd like to go, it's a public meeting. It is open to the public. You can also view it on Cox Cable Channel 3 or cityofmhk.com/TV. So that's happening tonight. I guess the planning board, they meet yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, last night they had a meeting at City Hall for this month. This was a fairly light schedule for them. They had a couple of final plats on their agenda that were approved, the Kimball Townhomes Unit 2 and the Four Winds Village Unit 2 were both approved. Then they also considered a plat that replat that would split a lot. It's currently a little over 4 acre lot, and they wanted to split it in two over here on 1132 Hayes Drive. The applicant was Larry Hill, and the commissioner, the planning board, approved that on a vote of 4-0. So pretty preliminary. Then most of the meeting was held. They had a work session where they overviewed a new program that the Community Development Department is implementing. It's called Neighborhood MHK, and this is a circumstance where some of the planners and the staff in the Community Development Department are assigning themselves to different neighborhoods in the city, so different sectors of the city that kind of line up with some planning areas, and some of these can tie into the next door and different aspects, other different programs that hopefully will be a liaison to that neighborhood about not just maybe planning and zoning items, but city items in general. And so touching base with and holding neighborhood meetings to inform them about what's going on or what might be planned or happening in their neighborhood or not, you know, could put rumors that come up to sleep, but also just, you know, different, you know, how do you engage and interact with different services at City Hall. So I commend them for taking this on, and certainly they will be a bridge to other departments in the city, whether it's something that in their street and curb or, you know, trash or any type of thing that might be going on in the neighborhood, and a good outreach program. And we're excited about them implementing that.
Well, anytime you get people more involved with their city government, that's a plus here. And I know one way to do that is by serving on boards. And Mayor Dodson has some vacancies he'd like to share, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we really appreciate those who serve on our boards. It makes operations of the city inclusive. So we try to get as much different views on these boards as we can, and it's very helpful to all of us. If we had to manage all of these ourselves, I'm not sure we could accomplish that. So if you go on our website, the city website, you'll see a menu in there for city boards. And just like everyone out who's listening to take advantage of that, I'll just read some of these that are available. All you have to do is put a little summary of yourself and why you'd like to serve and some of your qualifications for serving on a particular board, and we'll get you on the list. And then as the vacancies come, we'll know who we can call on. One of them is the Aggieville Business District. Another one is Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Then we have the Board of Zoning Appeals, one of our important boards, Cemetery Board, Downtown Business Improvement District, Riley County Law Enforcement Board. We've got, by the way, several vacancies coming up there. Social Service Advisory Board, again, that one does a lot of very important work with about 10 of our social services to try to allocate the limited amount of funding that we have to make sure it gets to the right place. And then we have the Special Alcohol Funds Advisory Committee. And there are several others that you'll find on there as well. These are the major ones. But again, we appreciate the volunteers that are on there with us, and appreciate their hard work in bringing things to our attention so we could get them taken care of.
Yeah, obviously, always important. The need never stops for volunteers for these boards here, and a lot of them have some very important tasks. You mentioned the law board, which I know you're part of. Mm-hmm. You guys had a big day yesterday announcing the hiring of a new director for the RCPD. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, we hired Dennis Butler, police chief in Ottawa, and I think anyone who will talk to the citizens or the city manager in Ottawa will find that we made a very nice hire, a man of great integrity, and will continue to move the RCPD forward in just the way the city wants. He's very engaging, and he's promised to be at as many places as he possibly can so he gets as many pieces of input from people across the county as we can. It's important because this is a combined police organization of both the city and all the cities that are in the county of Riley. So it's a big county and relatively small, actually, police force. The numbers of policemen we're able to put on any one shift is somewhat limited, but they do a great job, and they're engaged in the community.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones here, and Nick's flagging me. We have a phone call. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, you know, with a different viewpoint on things, now that you have a new police chief, we ought to be talking to him. You have that $400,000 for a repair building for the militarized Ford Explorer and the other big equipment for the police department. We need to get further out towards the center of the county. You've got that county yard out there with all that room, which would make an excellent place for starting to move the police focus over the years to more to the center of the county as we spread north. You know, right now the Kaw River is so full that the water's going to be running back up the Wildcat Creek to the backside of the police station. If it was raining and water coming down the Wildcat, you would be at a risk with the police station. Thank you so much for your considerations.
Well, in fact, I think Ron can speak to this, but Ron and I have had this conversation after the last flood. And we've got several places that we can operate from to do emergency management, but you can imagine the number of people, the number of agencies that have to be brought together in order to properly manage an event of that nature. And so in the future, what we want to have is a much larger facility, and one that maybe, as the caller suggested, is up on the hill someplace. We make sure it's dry all the time, and one that can accommodate perhaps dispatch and other activities, during the normal operations. So, that's a good idea, and we've got it in the queue, but maybe a while before we get there.
And I know that I'm kind of learning about what happened here during this last flood, but as I understand, you guys lost some police vehicles during the flooding as well.
Yeah, I think Ron was showing me some pictures when we did a UAV flew over the Garden Way and picked out some white tops down in the that were just under the waves and turned out to be police cars. And we had an interesting little story last night. We received a letter from a retired colonel. His daughter was down in that area, and her first floor apartment had been flooded, and the police borrowed her kayak to help rescue some others. And the kayak then got handed off, I think, to the fire department, and then, you know, as luck would have it, it got lost. But they found it with their, actually a neighbor of the young woman's, and got it returned to her. So it just kind of shows you the service of others, and you know how people think that just getting the job done at the time.
The storm was unique in the intensity. Our normal models indicated we had more time to warn folks and help them get out, and it led from a knocking on doors event to an escorting folks out, and so as a consequence of that, a lot of vehicles got trapped, including a couple of police department vehicles.
All right. But that's I know you guys had to approve some vehicle purchases yesterday, if I'm not mistaken here, a couple of them anyway.
Yeah, we had, I think there's a total of six, and three of those will kind of drop down into administrative use vehicles, and then the new ones will come in to kind of do what you'd expect, that is the patrol call vehicles. And that was all programmed. We program a year in advance, and they use a rating system. All of these were rated at the bottom, in somewhere in the 20s with a rating, so that's based on mileage and maintenance history. So those will trickle down, and then the three that fall out will be auctioned off and put a little bit of money back into that budget line. But that's kind of normal. We do the same thing in the city and just make sure the fleet is kept as healthy as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Kala did mention, you know, the current facilities, and one of the things that we do need as a community in the future is a larger emergency operations center. The current one gets pretty crowded depending on the type of event that's occurring, and it's just one where a backup, and we've talked about potentially looking at different sites, including the headquarters fire stations, possibly of backing it up. And so just a larger area to accommodate more folks. There's some big advantages right now of being next to the dispatchers. So you have that immediate call coming in, and that can be placed on the screen. And we've talked about as the police department needs grow, then maybe there's aspects of that operation that could be relocated to a different area. And so those are just some challenges that we'll have in the future, and certainly depending on conditions from a flooding standpoint, the current facility hasn't experienced any flood situations yet. Doesn't mean they couldn't under the right conditions, but certainly some of the other just regular growth needs are becoming more apparent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back here on In Focus and finish up our conversation with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson after this. News Radio KMAN.